full-time whistle has been blown, and it's a share of the spoils here in the Athletics ground. It has finished 1-9 to Armagh, 12 points to Donegal. Either side could have won this in the end, but a share of the spoils. Maybe we'll wait to see if both managements are happy with that. But it was end-to-end stuff here at the Athletic Grounds. Martin McHugh in the second half. Donegal, if we look at it, going into the break, they kicked the last three scores of the half to bring it back to a point. Donegal trailing by a point. But then they hit the first three of the second half in the opening 10 minutes. And that put Donegal in front by 2-10-1-5. But Armagh started to get back into the game as well. But you have to add a factor into the match. Shane O'Donnell had two big goal opportunities. One was blocked down. The other came off the woodwork. And Oisin Gallen had an opportunity from the penalty to put Donegal three in front. But he had his effort saved. So there was big opportunity for Donegal Martin to come away with the full points in this game. And I suppose in a way you'll be sort of disappointed not coming away with the one on the back end of this.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you were the better side. You should have got the victory out of it. But you know, suppose when they went that 1 point up, but we'd say we were behind it was wide here. But I think that looking at it, I thought Sean Hurston didn't do his job well. He should have looked. He was behind both of them for a very experienced referee and on the line and everything else. I thought it was definitely, it looked wide, and Thompson's looked over the bar, and we were behind both of them. So both of them curled in, but I thought that Kieran Thompson's curled in earlier than they did. Look at, we created the two goal chances second half. We get one of them, you won the game and everything else. I thought I'd be, look at, if you were here at it, you'd be happy if you're Jim McGuinness leaving it, in my opinion, because McGuinness, like Armagh, threw everything at you. Dugan, Rian O'Neill, Dugan, their big names and everything else, Stephen Campbell. But from a Donegal point of view, I thought they played really well. A good second half again, a brilliant second half again. But didn't take the scores, and we just lived to regret that. At times we were on top, didn't go far enough. We were 2 points up, we were controlling it. Didn't go far enough ahead, had silly shots and everything else. Got the penalty with a bit of luck. Didn't get it, you know, we didn't get anything out of it. I'll never give out to anybody for missing a penalty, because just penalties are sometimes a lottery and everything else. But looking at it from Donegal's point of view, I'd be very happy. I'm happy. The performance was good. The second half was a very good second half performance. And, Shane O'Donnell had the two goal chances, but fairness to him, he made a big difference being in there. He added something to it. Jamie Brennan had came in and made a difference too. So you'd have to say, from a Donegal point of view, they're trying to do a warm up down here. Some of the subs, I mean, that's be a hard job to do with all the big crowd in the field. But you'd have to say, Donegal, with the better side, in my opinion, and I'm not being biased, and I think they'll be the happier team, because the better footballers came out, nearly mountain top. We went to good all round. To pick a man of the match, there was someone, I don't know who would be man of the match, who would get man of the match, but all round, I thought Aidan Farker going off, I wouldn't have taken him off. I know he picked up the yellow card, he was a big player for them. I wouldn't have taken him off and everything else. I wouldn't have taken him off, but they didn't want any chance to get a second yellow. But I thought Donegal really, you couldn't pick anybody out. They all really played well. We got bothered from Andrew Murren in the first half, but I thought we came to grips with the second half and dealt with it better. They didn't get as much ball inside. So I think it's a good point. We're still unbeaten, Oisin. We're still unbeaten. We have Louth coming to Ballyshannon next week. Then we're away to Carlow to Kildare, and then we're at home in our last game. So I think, if you won two of your last three games, you probably will go up and everything else. Look, and I know Cavan had a good one today in Louth, everything else. So, and you've two at home of your last three games. So I'd be very happy with that.
All before. The talk, well, a lot of the talk coming into this game was about, where's Donegal at and how you would measure yourself against the team that you would probably see has been a couple of years ahead of you. They measured it up very good today, so they did, Martin.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. They were, all over, and we talked about Keelan McGonigal. He had a brilliant game today again, and they kept going. They'd be disappointed their shooting boots at times and everything else, but they created, you think of the second half, created three great goal chances. Normally you'll take one of them at least. If we take one of them, you won the game. We didn't take any of them in this situation. So, and we'd probably either, we didn't get a point or any of them either, which would, a wee bit disappointing, everything else. So yeah, I'd be all round. I thought Kieran Thompson had again a fine match. I thought he played very, very well. Patrick Morgan worked hard, Paddy McBrady coming out the field, had a very good all round game. Oisin Gallen, maybe not as good as we want him to be, but the one thing you want him doing is keep playing, keep trying, taking the Easter, be marked and everything else, and he'll have better days. But I wouldn't worry about the penalty and everything else. So all round, I'd be happy all round. We got away our kickouts, we won, we picked up the breaking ball in the middle of the field. So, yeah, Oisin, you'd have to say this was the first real big test, as you said, Oisín, for Donegal. And I think they've come through it well. We definitely, my opinion, should have won the game and won it easy enough and end up. But you might get more out of getting a draw and everything else about it and everything else. And, you know, we're building it up and there's players to come back and other players to come into it and everything else. And Armagh threw everything at it. As I said, they threw the subs and they threw everything else at it. But they're erratic, Armagh. If you're an Armagh supporter, so times there, even Jarlath Ogg Burns could through it then. First the ball over the bar and he first it straight into Sean Patton's hand. You know what I mean? Just something they do. And Seven Campbell had an easy chance for a point as well. Now we'd be giving out maybe the other end about us missing, but they have to do everything at 100 mile an hour and everything else. But I thought Donegal were the better footballers, more structured footballers, and better on the ball, where Armagh was everything at 100 mile an hour.